Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. It's Saturday night at Hodgetown here for Game 5 with the Wichita Wind Surge. I'm joined by Mr. Joe Leo, the strength and conditioning coach of the Amarillo Soddies. And Joe, thanks so much for the time. First question, I guess, is just a broader one. How do you view your role here in Amarillo, and what is it that you're specifically doing on a day-to-day basis to help this team?
Yeah, Eric, I think being a strength and conditioning coach, particularly in professional baseball, can entail quite a few different things. I think primarily the one that people think of and we do is programming lifts and mobility circuits and activation preps for guys before they go out and they practice or go out to the game, which is an important part of our job. We evaluate that, see where the players are in their development path and what we could do in the weight room to help them get stronger or more powerful or decelerate better or whatever that might be. I think along with that, though, you know, being a support staff role, we're here to, you know, help the hitting coach and the pitching coach and the manager and everyone else on staff be able to blend things into our work in the weight room and reinforce things that they want to get done and we see as goals for the players. I think along with that, we're probably the only member of the staff that works and talks with every player every day. So I think we're a good, you know, most guys come to the gym and that's their first thing for the day. So set the tone and the energy of what guys are going to be walking into and have a great day at the field.
What made you want to get into being a strength and conditioning coach, specifically in pro ball?
Yeah, I think my first thought was getting into coaching in general. I had a very impactful coach in high school, Coach Scott Nelson. He's my track and field and cross-country coach. He's just very big on, you know, earning your keep and doing things the right way and working hard. And he had a really big impact on, you know, building my confidence and who I am as a man and so on and so forth. Then along with that, I figured I wanted to coach in some capacity in college, and I, you know, I always liked lifting weights and working out, so made me interested in strength and conditioning. Interviewed a couple coaches in the profession. I decided that's the route I wanted to go. And then as I had experience with a couple different sports through internships and had the opportunity to intern down at Cressy Sports Performance in Florida, I just thought the culture of baseball and how different the movements could be and the training is a little bit different than traditional strength and conditioning made me really interested in doing it for a living.
One thing that fascinates me about your job is you said you're with every player every single day and each guy requires something different from you and from this organization. So how do you go about player by player, plan by plan to try to make sure everybody's getting the individualized attention that they need?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is a collaborative effort. You know, I can't do all this on my own, and there's a lot of people in the building smarter than me and have been around this game longer than me. So we've got a great strength and conditioning and medical group back in Arizona, and we talk about these things at length in the off season or spring training. We're all in the same place. And I think, you know, just from a progression standpoint, when these guys first come in from the Dominican or the draft and get to the complex, it starts off pretty traditional and basic and make sure guys can move the right way, move side to side, move front and back, stabilize their core properly. And from there on out, it goes from looking at the force plates and their movement in games and, you know, talking to other people in the building about what we want to get out of these guys. They're all great athletes and they're all good and need to work at something different. So I think my best answer would be it's a very collaborative approach and being able to objectively measure things and keep putting building blocks on top of each other as these guys go throughout the system.
What's your take on this clubhouse? Because to me, as somebody who's in the clubhouse every day, but not in the clubhouse every day as you are, it seems like this is a group that's really gelling and the results have followed.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really cool to see something like this come together because when you get guys from all over the country and different countries and all throughout the world and see them, it's a connected group is the best way I could describe it. You know, I was going on a 2-week road trip like we just did, seeing these guys spend time with each other and be in the clubhouse and, you know, play cards or hang out or, you know, go to breakfast together, whatever that might be. It just fosters camaraderie and gets these guys closer as a group. And, you know, connected groups usually do a lot better than not connected groups. So I think on top of it all, like, these are great athletes and baseball players, and I think it's a really great group of human beings too. The players we got and the staff we got, and makes you proud to come be associated with this group and come to work every day.
Last one for you. You kind of halfway answered it in the last one, but how has Coley created that culture here amongst the staff and the players that everyone can just be themselves and be loose?
Yeah, Coley's great. I mean, obviously he's been around the game for a long time and I think he does a good job. Like, hey, let's celebrate the wins and let's wash the losses while handling them like professionals. Does a good job just fostering that camaraderie throughout the clubhouse and getting guys together and having guys talk with one another. And, you know, he does a good job bringing people together. And it's kind of, you know, hard to put a finger on how he does it, but similar to a support staff role, he does a great job of talking with each one of these guys, individual pitchers, position players, coaching staff. And I think, you know, his ability to connect with people individually helps connect the group as a whole as well.
Joe, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Eric.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.